Paul, Chris Thorburn leads the league
yep.
in fights this year, and he'll tell you that a lot of those fights are just happening organically, and every now and then a guy needs a punch in the mouth, and so he gets one. But I wonder, given the way your roster is constituted, the youth, the skill, all of that, whether you've asked him to perhaps be a little more vigilant in that regard.
Oh, no. More likely the other way. He doesn't need to feel like he has to start a fire every night. And I'm not talking about recently, but over the years. Guys that can, I mean, everybody wants to do what they can to win. You see the Colorado recently, a few more fights, right? They're not, things aren't going well. They're doing whatever they can to spark the team. But no, the game's going to youth. Everybody's got young players on their team. They got to get used to the physicality. But no, I haven't. Never needed to with Chris. I mean, he's over 700 now, right? He just passed that milestone. He's got a lot more games that he didn't fight in than he does. Sometimes you get on a run of them. And I certainly have never felt with this lineup, hey, you got to get out there and get the gloves off early. That hasn't happened.
How do you account for it then? Is it just a series of randomly disconnected
Why he's leading
events?
The league?
Yeah, like why he's had so many this year.
Is that a relative number to other years? So what I mean is there may be less fighting by other players, which would move you up the list. Like if you're shooting 81 on the course and all the good golfers aren't there, all of a sudden you're one of the best at the club. I don't know the relativity of that number. You got me. I haven't spent any time looking at the fighting majors or evaluating that. A little bit of honesty there.
You touched on Patrick's rookie year the other day and said, you know, that's what happens with all these top-end players. They go to all the big tournaments. But if you take a look at all he's accomplished in this year, it looks like one of the best years an 18-year-old hockey player has ever had. Like you said, a true 18-year-old. Is it?
I don't know how many 18-year-olds have won the Stanley Cup, but anybody that's won a Stanley Cup at 18 trumps. They got the right Bauer. So they win. That's more of a euchre kind of comment. So U.S. market won't get that. Yeah, Stanley Cup trumps everything. So if those guys win first, he's had a great year. And for me, he's just starting, right? There's lots in his game that he's going to get bigger and stronger and faster at. He's doing a lot of good things.
Can you then put into perspective the magnitude of what he's accomplished, the MVP at the World Championships, all the things he's done at this age? Gary Curry Trophy?
I don't think I can. I don't think I'm the guy to do it. I think I could take a handoff from the last two or three guys that stood behind the bench while those things were going on. I had nothing to do with that. I'm watching him here as an 18-year-old in the NHL, and we're all in awe of a real specific part of his game. That shot, the way he sees the ice, some of the plays that he makes are great. And then, believe it or not, there are parts of his game that are 18, right? But those parts are getting better. So the shot's been there. I think he's going to get more offense. He's playing with a 20-year-old and a 23-year-old. So those guys got some work to do with their game, but they have the offense part of it. They've got the skill. And they'll get more. There's more there. And as they learn to play off each other and drive in other parts of the game, they're going to get more. I'm sorry I'm not helping you guys a whole lot here today, but I hate jumping in and pounding on. He's had a great year. I've had him for 2 months. Yeah, there's lots of times I just said, I can't believe that shot, right? You get excited. But I also see all the other parts where he's 18. But he's a good kid, works hard. He'll get better.
Your top five scorers are 21 points and up, and then there's a big drop, everyone else. Now, I know that has to do with injuries, but are you getting enough secondary scoring on this team?
I would put that back to injuries, yeah. Because, I don't know where Blake's at, but he's in the five, right? Most of these other guys make just a big chunk of time. Brian Little will push that into that number. When he goes in there, the guys that are playing on his wings, so Perreault's numbers, you know, it's injury. Stafford was out. The guys that generate offense for us, we've got a lot of injuries there. Yeah, there's enough. We score enough goals. Even regardless of where we're sitting in the spectrum, we score enough. We don't score more when we try to score more. We score less and give up a whole lot more. The last two games we've played in the last game especially, much better defensively. 5-on-5, 4-on-4, even strength situations, and we're 7-0, 7-4 and 0 against in that situation. So offense is not, we're getting enough offense.
I'll ask this one first.
Does that mean that somebody else is going to ask it second?
No, I'll follow up.
Okay.
So 48 hours ago, you said Mathias, Armia, Patan were close.
Yep.
Where are they in relation to close?
They would be standing beside close. If they're on the inside of close, then they're closer. They're practicing now pretty close to what I would expect them to be able to do. There's two of them have been out, Army and Mathias have been out so long, it's a longer runway, right? Patan, I think, probably his conditioning stronger and that he just wasn't out for as much time.
Would we see any of those three gentlemen in Vancouver? They'll travel with you.
Well, yeah, it depends on if you're going to be there. You're going to see them in Vancouver. I'm not sure how they fit back in the lineup. We skate them. They look good. They feel good. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and we'll see where you're at. So I need a few strong days. I've got one guy kind of on my radar that I think is close enough that if he feels good, I'll consider him for tomorrow. I'm not 100% sure whether he goes in or not.
Having said that, then, you're in a situation where it's a bit not unlike training camp where there's a lot of bodies around. How do you sort of see this week? I know that the shutdown, obviously, there's a shutdown, but, I mean, you know, where does Alex Burmistrov sort of fit into things right now when there's all these bodies?
Well, anybody that's – we got three guys on IR. Three forwards on IR. We've got one roster spot for them. So when everybody gets healthy – there's going to be a bunch of guys not in the lineup. Now we're going to carry 7D, so you can carry two extra forwards, but there's not room for everybody.
Talking to Alex, last one, I apologize. Talking to Alex, he's a
now to me or to them?
Anybody who's listening.
Okay.
Alex is a frustrated hockey player right now. Have you had any contact with him as far as why?
Every day. Well, yeah, I talked to. Yeah, we've had conversations. So there'll be things that I won't tell you, right? There's conversations that we've had that I didn't invite you in on, and you're not getting any more than that. We both have a pretty clear understanding of where he's at.
How's your team handling the mood swings of win a couple and feel like top of the world, lose a couple?
Yeah, I haven't got that top of the world feel yet. Is there a part of the room I got to stand in for that? Yeah. That room, I don't get into that part. I haven't felt that at all. The only difference is, to me, from now where we were to where we were 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, is that we got more energy. We drive harder in practice. We've had practices. So I've felt since I've been here that this team didn't ever get that high. Now, they dragged a loss around the mud for a couple extra days more than they needed to. They didn't have the resiliency. I think we're better at that now. But, the music might be a little louder after a win. Never really worried about that. I don't think we come out and play casually. I don't. I think our first periods have been strong. I just don't think we've had enough in the tank to play the 60 minutes like we did against Colorado, and I think we will.
You mentioned carrying losses around. From your experience, how does it compare the way young players carry losses and older players?
Yeah, well, I can only tell you the story. Gary Roberts won the Stanley Cup in Calgary first year, and he was pretty sure he had about 15 or 16 more of those. Right, when you're young, you're feeling good just about every day. You get older, the pressure changes. The pressure's on you. Right, there's five or six guys that are of age in there that carry the weight. They have to talk to you, so they carry it heavier for sure.
Going back to Line A, what can some of your other players learn from him, if there's anything?
I think he handles the media really well. For an 18-year-old, I'm not fooling around. I think he's been funny. I think he's going to have an edge that at some point you're going to see. He gets asked one more question on how he shoots the puck or something to that effect. He's a very bright young man. He's been humble. But the answers that are always the best, I think he's honest. It's not always easy to stand here and balance that, right? Even with some questions that are reasonable questions that you asked me about my lineup and about players and things like that. It's not easy sometimes, but he's been honest. His goal was to make the team, and you would maybe some people scoff at that, right? Come on, you're going to make the, everybody knows. But he didn't know that. I mean, this is the National Hockey League. He's 18 years old. He's seen great players come over. He's got a great confidence. But I thought that was a really honest answer. I think he handles the media well.